This activity was written for the first edition of the book pre-COVID in 2015. With COVID, we saw a number of things that makes these questions much more relevant and valid. With COVID, everyone had to move to online learning. So nearly every reader of this book who's been a teacher or an instructor will have had some experience now of teaching online. The research on the move to COVID, to emergency remote learning at any rate, suggests that there were three main difficulties. The first one was often the technology caused problems, either because instructors weren't familiar with the technology, or more importantly, especially in the K-12 system, many students or instructors didn't have access to equipment or the internet, or had problems finding space to study at home. But generally, these technology wasn't the major problem. In fact, without the technology, I'm not sure what would have happened. I think we would have lost the whole of one or possibly 2 years of education. The second big problem, and more serious, many instructors and teachers found a lack of motivation or lack of engagement in learning by students studying online. And we'll see later on that this is a question of design, of how you design your online teaching. There are ways to design online teaching that can engage and motivate students to do the work. And the third, which is related to the second, is the importance of changing the method of teaching to accommodate individual learners working in isolation. What often happened with emergency remote teaching is that we took a group method of teaching in class and tried to move that online, but the students were often not studying in a group, they were studying in isolation. In terms of help in the post-secondary system, many instructors got help from their centres for teaching and learning. And it was over the 2 years of COVID up to the point in which I'm talking, there's been a huge amount of training for instructors in the post-secondary system in how to improve their online teaching. Unfortunately, though, there was less help for teachers in the K-12 system. Many school boards didn't have a central point that teachers could go to get help, or they weren't easily available to teachers in individual schools. So the level of support in the K-12 sector for teaching online was much less, usually, than in the post-secondary system. And in terms of unintended consequences, well, first of all, there was much more work for teachers and instructors by moving online. But a lot of that work is really what always happens whenever you try to do something new or different. You have to go through a learning experience, and while you're learning, you're working much harder than if you've got experience in doing something. A second change was a number of teachers realized that you could not only deliver lectures live, but you could record the lectures and students could access them at any time. They could access them asynchronously. And there became a better understanding of the value of asynchronous learning for students, when students could work on something at any time or at any place. And the third unintended consequences is that over time, certainly in the post-secondary sector, we noticed a greater appreciation of the possibilities of online learning. Students, instructors' attitudes towards online learning shifted more to a more positive view in general, although there were many who still didn't like it, during COVID. And as a result of that, we're seeing more teachers and instructors incorporating online components into their classroom teaching so that students can go off and do work online, for instance, and then bring it back into class. So COVID-19 and emergency remote learning, although it had many faults, did have quite an impact on how teachers and instructors approached the issue of teaching at a distance and online.